Hi, everybody. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. It's time to stop for a few minutes for some good stuff.
And the Tri-State Livestock News is definitely some good stuff. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers everything from information about ranching, farming, markets, agriculture, lots of rodeo information, breeding livestock, bull sales? Ever wish you had that all in a single source? Well, you, your cup of coffee, and the Tri-State Livestock News. That's where it's all about. Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Mike, this is called The Speeding Ticket You Will Never Forget. And Shirley Schumann gave it to us, and actually she received it in May of 2000.
She received the story or a ticket?
Yeah, the story the ticket. The ticket, yeah. Okay, here's how it goes. Jack took a long look at his speedometer before slowing down. 73 in a 55 zone. Fourth time in as many months. How could a guy get caught so often? When his car had slowed to 10 miles an hour, Jack pulled over, but only partially. Let the cop worry about the potential traffic hazard. Maybe some other car will tweak his backside with a mirror. The cop was stepping out of his car, the big pad in hand. Bob? Bob from church? Jack sunk further into his trench coat. This was worse than the coming ticket. A Christian cop catching a guy from his own church. A guy who happened to be a little eager to get home after a long day at the office. A guy he was about to play golf with tomorrow. Jumping out of the car, he approached a man he saw every Sunday, a man he'd never seen in uniform. Hi, Bob. Fancy meeting you like this. Hello, Jack. No smile. Guess you caught me red-handed in a rush to see my wife and kids. Yeah, I guess. Bob seemed uncertain. That's good. I've seen some long days at the office lately. I'm afraid I bent the rules a bit just this once. Jack tossed at a pebble. Jack toed at a pebble on the pavement. Diane said something about roast beef and potatoes tonight. Know what I mean? I know what you mean. I also know that you have a reputation in our precinct. Ouch. This was not going in the right direction. Time to change tactics. What'd you clock me at? 71. Would you sit back in your car, please? Now, wait a minute here, Bob. I checked as soon as I saw you. I was barely nudging 65. The lie seemed to come easier with every ticket. Please, Jack, in the car. Flustered, Jack hunched himself through the still open door. Slamming it shut, he stared at the dashboard. He was in no rush to open the window. The minutes ticked by. Bob scribbled away on the pad. Why hadn't he asked for a driver's license? Whatever the reason, it would be a month of Sundays before Jack ever sat near this cop again. A tap on the door jerked his head to the left. There was Bob, a folded paper in hand. Jack rolled down the window, a mere 2 inches, just enough room for Bob to pass him the slip. Thanks, Jack could not quite keep the sneer out of his voice. Bob returned to his car without a word. Jack watched him retreat in the mirror. Jack unfolded the sheet of paper. How much was this one going to cost? Wait a minute. What was this? Some kind of joke? Certainly not a ticket. Jack began to read. Dear Jack, once upon a time, I had a daughter. She was 6 when killed by a car. You guessed it, a speeding driver. A fine and 3 months in jail, and the man was free. Free to hug his daughters, all 3 of them. I only had one, and I'm going to have to wait until heaven before I ever get to hug her again. 1,000 times I've tried to forgive that man. 1,000 times I thought I had. Maybe I did, but I need to do it again. Even now. Pray for me and be careful. My son is all I have left. Bob. Jack turned around in time to see Bob's car pull away and head down the road. Jack watched until it disappeared. A full 15 minutes later, he too pulled away and drove slowly home, praying for forgiveness and hugging a surprised wife and kids when he arrived. Life is precious. Handle with care. Drive safely and carefully. Remember, cars are not the only thing recalled by their maker.
Very interesting. Good lesson there for everybody. Folks, if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this local radio station for the good stuff.